It's episode 209, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Is this a fantasy or is it reality?
We'll find out. Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show. Well, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 209 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy. Tommy, I need you to call me Fabio.
Why?
Because I'm going under the AI. I want to be the AI version of Scotty. I want to be Fabio with the long hair, standing up in front of the boat, you know, kind of like Titanic. Just
hulking out.
I want to hulk out. I want to be a Hulk Fabio.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll put that through ChatGPT.
Yes. Yeah. I want to do that.
GPT,
can we do that?
CBT. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Oh my
gosh. We'll have to figure this all out. But we're back with episode 209, and we're
part two,
and we're asking ourselves: is AI infiltrating the cruise blogosphere right now? And we found this. Scott found this crazy article, and so.
There's a lot of typos in it, so yeah. We don't know, because when you go to like Grammarly and things like that, it kind of reads the same way. So if it was a person, I apologize for that. You should have read it before with a Grammarly.
Oh, well, you should have an editor.
Oh, an editor. Oh,
yeah. Course, I mean, this website, you know, has amazing articles about why it's beneficial sitting down all the time on the floor.
I usually do that. Not on the floor, because it does hurt the rump. You know, if there's no carpet and you just sit there for a while, I mean, you could stretch and everything, but hey, you know, I'm telling you, it's a little bit hard.
All right. All right.
Okay. Well, before we start.
Yes.
Here's a trivia question about, okay, you know, steaks, right?
I like steak.
You like steaks. Do you like Chart House?
I like Chart House.
Okay. Cause you're a steak guy. I want to ask this. Where was the first Chart House located?
That's a good question. I think down in Newport Beach, and I could be wrong, but is it Marina Del Rey?
Aspen.
Really?
Yes.
I thought there was...
No,
wow.
Two guys formed it, and it was in Aspen. I found this out. I went to Chart House yesterday, and I ran in... myself and my wife, your sister, ran into a gentleman named Brad, and he's like, okay, what is this? And we're like, wow. Aspen? I figured Chart House would be
right
like
near the ocean. Yeah. Newport Beach, Honey Beach.
Yeah, but
but it's Aspen, huh?
But this guy isn't a cruiser. He hasn't gone for a while. And he was asking us how to go on cruising again. Where are the ways you could save money? I think we need to do another show because I was telling him about all the credit cards you could get. Yes, nobody likes credit cards, but if you sign up with it during your checkout, you get like $200 off.
There are some really good credit card offers out there right now.
I told him about our favorite guy for plasma. And he's like, what? He goes, yeah, he sold blood. He just sold it. And he did that. You do eBay. You do all. We need to do another show because there's more out there. Do you know you could sell your emoji poop?
Oh my gosh!
You can. You take a survey online. You could sell. Scott, you could sell that every single day.
I don't know why we talk about this. Go ahead. Yeah. Yes. Every day.
Every day you could sell it, but you have to You have to be like in perfect condition. And you could look it up online.
I think we need to have an episode about how
to sell your. To get on a cruise. He's closing his eyes right now going, man, I never knew that was coming up.
Wow. This is too early for this. But anyway. Scott.
So, hey, Brad,
You could have put together the show notes on that one.
I will. I'll put all that on it.
It's going to be one big
It's going to be a... Yes, it will be. It's going to be an emoji show.
It's going
to
be,
But yeah. So I, you know, ran into him, and he's going to be jumping. He didn't even know like the new ships coming to California.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All of this.
Fun.
But there is some things out there I'm going to be researching on the blogs right now. They're talking about gratuities and where do they go. And there, I mean, people are getting heated about this. So I'm going to be looking that up and hopefully we could give some answers.
Okay.
So that's all right. In the future.
Well, let's kind of dive in into part two.
I want to go
of this article. Now, you found an article online, and it was written by this lady named...
No, wait, we're not giving names.
Well, I put it on the internet already.
Oh, well, we don't have to do it right now. Okay, so...
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, well, I guess you could give credit where credit is due.
Yeah. This is... hold on a second.
Now, remember, we're not bashing you.
Here's the thing. I did a little research myself, and I looked up this, person on many different search engines and things like that. And I could not find this person.
Well,
I could
again, not. Then let's have this person on if you
her
are.
Her name is... Hold on a second.
Does this not give any names?
Yeah. No. I don't think she's a real person. I think this is a made-up name, Nicole Castellino. I don't think this is a real person because, one...
If they're coming after somebody, they're coming after you because I would never say that name.
I would say it again. Her name is Nicole. Why? She should stand up for what she writes like we stand up and put out our names for what we say on the podcast.
All right.
So, you know, the thing is that you put your name on the blog. That's who you say you are. So you're, you know, it's public information. But you know what? There's no person on the internet named who's a travel writer.
Really?
Yes, exactly. So, and she's never written any other travel articles.
Huh.
Okay. So that's another red flag right there. And she does. There's no picture of her, of a person like her. There's pictures of a person with that name because, you know, it's probably a common name. But they're not traveling. They're not on a cruise ship. And you know what? I think this is a totally AI generated article. So the title of the article is "What a Cruise is Really Like: Fantasy versus Reality." And then if you go to episode 208, you can hear part one and part two.
Oh, and go to the article and actually read it. It is so AI generated.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we put you'll see all the information there.
All right, so let's go for it.
Okay, so
crew and staff life.
Okay, so we just finished talking about the wildlife, what you could see, or can't see, and
the wildlife. Now we're going for cruise life. Crew life, crew and staff. All right, here we go. The fantasy. Who hasn't, at one time or another in their lives, thought about the possibility to work on a cruise ship? Wow, this fantasy is right up there with running off and joining a circus. Oh my gosh, this person is so wild. With the 1980 TV series, The Love Boat, we saw the wonderful idea of being a cruise ship employee could possibly be. The idea of working in such luxury would make anyone consider the thought. And not to mention the ability to travel to exotic and foreign ports of call with romantic moonlight nights. And all the while, at the same time, making a living. When you think about it in this way, working on a cruise ship can be pretty much a dream come true for many.
So here, I want to talk about something right now. Now, this is about, this whole article was all about the vacation or cruising. Why are you talking about the crew right now?
Because they're trying to tear apart cruising in general.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Go ahead. Look at this. A 1980s TV sitcom series that entertains people on the television. They did this on sets and they had these wide 10-foot long aisles that you can't even touch on either side. They had a pool where everybody is a 10. Oh, come on. Really? You're really looking at this thinking it's you. And then to think about, every night, is going to be a romantic moonlight night. Yeah, we need to like reserve that with Mother Nature.
Yep.
Because taking a cruise, you read their bottom line in their contracts. Cruising, it all depends on, you know, what's going on with the weather too. Your ports might be disrupted. There might be giant waves. It is something that you take on. That's why you get travel insurance. That's why you do all of these things. And then the making a living. Okay. I am sorry, but there's a lot of crew members who are making money and sending it back. And I ran into one that he worked on the Royal Princess, and he was sending money back. He sent his daughter through college, plus he had money to spend. So what are you talking about? Maybe in your, the person who wrote this in their life, I would like to make $50 an hour. Not for writing this, but you got to think about that. The reality that they, the fantasy is not a fantasy. This is a sitcom that they just wrote.
Right.
Okay. The reality. Now, if you thought the cabin rooms of the actual passengers were more than just a letdown, wait till I let you get a look at the accommodations for the staff. You will most assuredly get a slap in the face as to the actual reality of being a member on a cruise ship staff. Keep in mind, they are staff, and as such, generally do not have the luxuries of paying passengers. But one would think they would at least have, at least not have to be crammed into bunking quarters like sardines in a can. And, don't get upset. I have one more sentence. And one would not expect them to be jammed with several people into a, into a cabin. I guess when you're saying sailing on the cruise ship's dime, there are going to be few corners cut here and there. Now you can go.
All right. So this is a setup. The first paragraph is a setup. Now that if you thought the cabin bedrooms of the actual passengers were more than a letdown, wait till you get a look at the accommodations for the staff. What is the look? What is the look? You know what? If you're a staff member, you know what you're going to be having. You're going to have basically a two to a room, maybe your own room and with a shared bathroom.
At you least know, they're bigger you know, than the, that, what's I, that the, TV show that's on Peacock about the yacht ships and they're working below deck. If you watch Below Deck, I love to watch it because if I'm not on the seat, I want to see the sea. The staff there are in rooms that have two or three and they're small. And then you see the rooms that the paying customers are coming in. Yes, they're luxury, but you know what? They're happy. And on a cruise ship, I guarantee they're bigger than those little yacht rooms that you
see. Oh, absolutely. And I've seen them. And I mean, they're small, but they're not like, you know, disgusting. You know, there's a place for them to sit. There's a place for them to put their things, you know, and their clothes and everything like that. So it's not like it's, you know, sardines, you know, it's not unhealthy because they don't the cruise line doesn't want to put their working staff in any unhealthy environment, you know. Because this is their home. I've always talked about it. This is their home. They want to make sure that they have, you know, a healthy and safe and comfortable environment. And you know what? Does it have to be luxurious? No, it's not luxurious. This is their job. This is part of their job. And they know this when they go, they sign up and become a crew member on a cruise ship.
So
as far as I'm concerned, why is this even mentioned in this story, in this article? Because this has nothing to do with you as a person. How does that affect you? It doesn't affect me.
No,
whether or not the accommodations of the crew are smaller than what I have. I mean, that doesn't affect me. That's not part of affecting the crews. You know, all I care about is that the crew is being taken care of in a safe and comfortable environment, you know, and that they're not going to be, you know, that's what I care about.
Okay, so I've had the opportunity to go behind the scenes on a Royal, Princess, and Carnival ships. And I've seen the areas where they live. Okay, my son's room in my condo, that condo, what Tim's old room, it was like a maybe yeah. 12 by 6?
Yeah.
12 by 6.
Yeah.
They're bigger.
That's right.
They're bigger on the on board. They have bunks. Also, they have their own nightclub. Also, they have their own bar. They have their own games. They also have their own buffet. Gym. And let me tell you, on the Princess, the Royal Princess, that buffet was top notch. I wanted to eat there. It was top notch. So, no, you're absolutely wrong. And then you're talking about crew life. Why didn't you go over about excursions? Because, you know, what they do is they have a list and they could go on excursions and you apply for it and you can go. They have times to go off the ship.
Yeah.
No, they're not locked in. You don't do your time, then go back and get shackled back down in your small little area.
Yeah,
and I'm reading this. I'm like, they're not the reality, they're sardines. You're talking like they're not human. Okay.
Yeah.
These are human beings.
Yeah.
And for you to say this about them, about their work area, about their work environment, how dare you? So that's all I got to say on that.
Good. Good. Okay. Let's talk about the next fantasy versus reality. The fantasy of the ports of call. Our choices for cruises are primarily based on one thing, the trip's resulting destination. The destination is what we look at and what we expect, what to experience during the cruise when we are booking which cruise to take. With so many to choose from, we determine if we are wanting just to spend a relaxing time to sail the open ocean, the exploration of exotic places.
I don't want you to pause during that. No. You need to start with and go all the way to world. In one sentence, there's a lot of commas.
There's a lot, or even just even having a chance to walk along some of the most breathtaking beaches of the world. The whole idea is the destination. With this in mind, we are expecting wherever the cruise may go, we will achieve the life-changing, if not soul-shattering, experience.
Well, the person who wrote this, you learn this.
It's a straw man setup.
You learn in elementary school if you pause. There's usually a period, semicolon, something there to start a new sentence, not to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commas with 5 different sentences in one sentence.
Yeah.
You have to watch out for this. Now, the fantasy, boy, that is the fantasy. Waiting for, you know, I get that. Yeah, you're doing that. You're looking at everything and you're wanting your trip to be perfect.
Yeah. Okay. You want to go check out the beaches in Aruba. You want to go check out the ruins in Tulum. You want to go and jet skiing in Belize, you know? I get it. You know, that's what you're dreaming about.
Right.
But go ahead.
Okay.
Let's listen to
the reality.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, not every port. Okay. See that, at least she got that right. Not every port that a cruise ship will dock at will be the breathtaking ones pictured in the sales brochure. Again, the brochure is a selling tool. And as such, is not always the most upfront and above board in telling the truth. It is up to you to make sure through your diligence when booking your cruise exactly what you a getting wait
yeah
what, let me redo this one. What you are getting, wait, no, hold on, what you are going to be getting for your dollar. I had to say it that way because the other one is very grammar.
Oh my gosh, this is a lot of
you need to ask. Well, I'm going to read this myself because I think AI took over here. You need to ask the question and even ask some asks. Okay, basically this person is saying you need to ask the question, you need to look for actual pictures where you're going, and if the port you're going to is a place you want to go. I cannot read the next those three sentences because they were so garbled.
Yeah, let me read. Let me read it. Okay.
You need to ask
questions and even ask for some actual pictures of where you are going to make sure that you are not on a cruise that will be docking in the least desirable port of call available.
Okay. Oh, by the way, that's one sentence.
That's a one sentence.
Okay.
What do you mean ask questions?
Okay.
Well, I mean ask for actual pictures from the cruise line. You can go online and look up any cruise.
I don't know anybody.
And any itinerary.
You can go find
all this information. The cruise line is not hiding this information.
No, and there's cruisers out there who share it.
I get the impression they're implying where the cruise ship docks. You know, it's not the most luxurious place.
Okay.
Okay.
And I
get that, but you know what? You know what? Where most cruise ports are not this exotic, you know, beautiful, you know, docking experience. You know, now if you go in the Caribbean, there's a lot of them that are. All right. And in Mexico, you'll find some. But I think one of the most uninspired stop or dock is probably Mazatlan's. And, you know, you're basically brought into a working port with, you know, all the containers and things like that moving around. And you have to take like a little tram to get to the tourist area. And But you know what? That doesn't affect my cruise or what my experience in Mazatlan is going to be like. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just part of the journey. It's like going to the airport. LAX is a mess. LAX is horrifying, even when it's not being built like it's and under construction like it's normally is all the time. But it's horrifying. But you know what? I'm just glad it's just a way to get there and get out of LA or come back home. That's all I care about.
I mean, you got to look at maybe she's,
you know, talking, I'm not looking.
Maybe she's talking like when you go into Jamaica. Jamaica is on one of those lists where, yes, it's a dangerous company. Or, well, basically it is because they steal everything. But yeah, it's a place where if you're not on a an excursion, you can be robbed. Yes. The COVID took its toll in Jamaica. Also, when Russia pulled out from the nickel thing, we got to shut that door.
It's closed.
Oh, I'm hearing in the background something. But when they pulled out, they left a lot of people not working and things like that. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, when you look at a brochure, are you planning on looking like that person when you walk off the ship? Because now you're telling me, you know, you got to watch, look at the brochure and that's it. Are you planning on, there's no clouds in the sky? Well, we got to talk about Mother Nature again. Are you planning on this? Because there's so many avenues that you could check to make sure that your excursion's going to go great. I did just that on my last cruise to the Caribbean. And we went to the Mayan ruins. Now, if I'm looking at the picture of the brochure, there was only one Mayan ruin, one pyramid that I saw. But oh my gosh, there were like five or six. Am I going to get disappointed that I actually had to walk around and see them all? Because I just wanted to see that one. Or the caverns that I swam through. Am I going to be upset that you see a person going down the stairs and then you find out, oh my gosh, there's 75 stairs all the way down there. We need to have an elevator. No, I'm not. Why? Because that's ridiculous. You plan your excursion, you look and you read and you do your research. So reality bumped, fantasy bumped.
Yeah, I just feel like this is just a straw man arguments about going to.
Taking a cruise.
Yeah, just taking a cruise, but you know, just.
I mean, no offense to you because you love Disneyland. I could do the same thing about Disneyland. And have a fantasy and reality. And that, if they wrote a blog like that, how many people would get upset
and
it would go viral.
Yeah, it would go
viral.
Nuts. Yeah,
Well, here's the thing.
I think, and I talked to a friend of mine, and we were talking about just, why does all these different articles and videos go nuts? And, you know, he was telling me that if you have something negative to say, the algorithm out there loves it.
Yes, yes. And
you know, they love the negative information.
Right.
They love it. And
that's why a lot of this fake stuff is going out because, you know, you could put it out there. I just lost my job. Really? If you look at the person and then you research it, they didn't lose their job. You know, this is things where they want to get hits. And this is what this person did. And are we promoting it? Yeah, we are, but we're going to tear it apart.
Yeah, exactly.
The fantasy of onboard nightlife. One of the areas of the cruise that many passengers look forward to is onboard entertainment offered during the voyage and usually between ports of call. Any cruise available today will offer some of the nightlife for passengers. Usually, this is made available in the form of some type of musical entertainment. Many cruise goers are under the assumption that the entertainment available is not only top-notch, but from names and brands they recognize. One cruise even stated that they had the music group Rascal Flatts on board. Imagine not only getting to the cruise of your dreams, but a concert from none other than Rascal Flatts. Okay. The fantasy. Yeah, that would be a good fantasy. I mean, you're right.
Okay, so here's the thing. You know what? There are lots of cruises that you can go on, these rock and roll cruises, and they actually have
the bands.
Yeah. on the board.
Carnival does a big
country concert.
They do concert
country
cruises.
Music bands.
Yes, yes.
Rock and roll bands. Jazz bands.
What is your buddy who does the
Groove Cruise?
The Groove Cruise.
That's EDM. That's tech music. That's DJs.
So they have
the actual DJs,
and you pay for that.
Yeah, exactly. So to say that you know you go on a cruise and you know. This band was supposed to be there and they didn't show. This is what was claimed to be there and they didn't show up. You know what? Sometimes things happen, you know, for bands. They just can't show up because of somebody got sick or there was a miscommunication on when they were supposed to arrive and everything like that. There was a missed appointments, you know, and their planes didn't arrive in time to get on the cruise ship, and so that was missed. You know, but things happen normally, but it's not intentional that these they say Rascal Flatts was to be there, and then they don't show up. It was not like it's like bait and switch, and that's what they're trying to say. No, the cruise lines don't practice bait and switch.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And
that's what this is implying in this straw man fantasy.
You're reading it, and this is an individual person's own opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. It's just a setup.
Well, it's a setup, but they're trying to give you
the impression that cruise lines are baiting and switching people.
Okay, here we go.
But here's the reality, her answer to the reality.
And it's funny, the answer goes, please, really? Okay. Please, before you confirm any cruise booking, make sure what type of style of musical performance are on that cruise or what the cruise line offers. We cannot stress just how important that you make sure you have asked this important question. In most cases, than not, passengers find out that there isn't anyone even near being a professional singer. Oh my God, I'm going to tear this apart. Performing during the cruise. Are you kidding me? Many cruises have opted to going the route of just offering karaoke machines, which allows every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Now they're saying you, the cruiser, are every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Start getting amped to just jump up on the stage and belt out a tune. Wow. If karaoke is your thing, then perfect. If not, make sure you know before you go. Okay, I want every cruiser to get pissed off at that because calling you out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And basically telling you that the entertainment is you.
And all the entertainers are not actors. They're not performers. They don't go through auditions. They don't go through rehearsals on land. They don't go through prep time. They don't go through the magical the magical background of the scenery. I would say to this person, go behind the scenes. I've gone behind the scenes. You're saying the sound engineers. You're saying the cruise director. You're saying that they don't really play music. It's all karaoke. So I guess the violinists that are famous from all over the world that go onto these ships and they play, they're actually just bots. And they're not playing. The music's coming out of the violin, but they're not really strumming it. Are you kidding me? Come on. Come on, person. You just tore every cruiser apart in that one paragraph.
You know what? I've been on many different cruises. I've interviewed performers that were American Idol finalists.
He was doing the piano. He was at the piano bar.
It's just incredible that they would take shots like this.
Broadway style auditions for these parts. How dare you? Yeah. I'm wondering, did they have a audition part to learn how to write?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. No. There are many performers that work on board cruise ships exclusively. Magicians, singers, band performers, like you said, the violinist, pianist, every sort of thing, opera singers. It's amazing. Just the wide variety of people that are performing on cruise ships, and they are professional in what they do. They come from Broadway. They come from Los Angeles. They come from all over the world to perform on cruise ships. And you know what? Some of them, you may not know their name, but they're actually introduced to you, and their experiences are shared with you at that performance. What shows they've been on Broadway, where they've performed, and everything like that on television, things like that. And so, to me, I've has there been performances that have not been my liking? But you know what? That's okay. You know what? You don't have to stay there. But there's a wide variety of music that you can enjoy and entertainment you can enjoy. I remember on our cruise to Norway, we loved going to Take Five, which is the jazz music place just offside the casino. And it's a really, really great place. And they usually have four or a quartet or maybe a three-member band that comes and plays. And I was just blown away. Every night it was something different. And no songs were repeated. And this one quartet, the leader began to tell the history of the song and where it came from and who wrote it and, where it was first played, the story behind each song. And it was really quite interesting. And that's what brought me back every night, because I learned something about jazz music, the history of jazz music, the history of the songs they played. And you know what? You can't fake that. You can't say that's background music, karaoke music, or anything like that. Especially when somebody, you have a bassist that goes on a riff for 5 minutes or a drummer that goes on a riff for 3 minutes, that sort of thing. That's not something that's made up with a backtrack.
Well,
and just overall, I just find this insulting to this is insulting to the whole music department and entertainment department on the cruise ships, because there is a push right now And it's been growing over the years. Just the entertainment became better and better and better and better and better. And we see it happen across all the cruise lines.
Didn't Schwartz actually write some of the Princess?
Yes. Yeah. You know, and they've brought on,
opera singers. There was a soprano opera singer came on board and sang, and then she left.
Yeah, that happens.
That's incredible. Or I guess everybody that's going to be on the Sun Princess in the Magic Castle.
Oh yeah, they're bringing.
They're not magicians. They're not. They're actually. It's all. It's all going to be done by AI, right? And I just want to tear this one apart too. The karaoke machines. Yes, when you're having a nightlife on a cruise ship, I'm just going to go Carnival because. I'm reading this and the next article is about Carnival. And well, I'm like going, okay, are you talking about many ships? Okay. Carnival has karaoke in the Red Frog Rum bar now. And okay, while it's going on there, you have the Alchemy Bar on the other way. You have music going on in the atrium. You have your casino going on in another place. You have your piano bar that's cut off from everything playing music. Then you have a full-on performance. It might not be for you, but why I'm saying this is there's other areas you could go to. This cruise is not just for you. It's for 3,000 people and everybody has a different taste. Right. I am not going to go in to a karaoke and say, boo, you're bad to somebody who's singing. How dare you? This is somebody who maybe has never sang like this before and who is getting applauses and getting up there, actually doing it, breaking their bubble. And you're coming down on them and calling them a Tom, Dick, and Harry who jump on stage. There's a program that a cruise line does where they take you backstage and they train you to be a singer. They train you to sing in front of 1,000 people on a show, and they do this for you. And it's not karaoke. They actually have a band in the back. It's things that you don't see that take place during the production that makes it a production. Some productions use drones. And I will tell you, if this person who wrote this, I want to see you doing all of the drones that they have working on stage, not hitting anybody, not doing anything. I want to see you on a ship when they're doing their production on ice in the middle of the ocean with waves. Oh, they could do that anytime. Or I want to see you when these performers and the waves are so big, they come on stage and people are waiting there, but you can't perform it right then because it's dangerous. And so what do? They sit along the stage and they run the whole program for you. They sing for you. How is that not a production? These people went to school to learn how to do this. If you want a Broadway show, find it. I agree with you. I agree with you. You can find out what shows are going on what ships. Then do it.
Yeah,
this is the research.
Royal Caribbean's been having like the Cats performances.
Right. This is what you do as a research. You research what you do. We have never steered anybody wrong about going on a cruise ship. We always talk about everything, but we never ever will do something like this because it is wrong. You're pulling out little things from I don't know where, but you're really hurting the industry. And yes, I said that. And you're like, whoever writing this is probably like, oh yeah, you're right. Now you're going out. No.
No, you're making false accusations.
You're hurting
the
individuals.
You're making false accusations.
All right. So
go ahead.
This is my favorite one.
Okay. A little more than seasickness.
You talk about this one because I love the yellow bus.
Okay. In 2018, Royal Caribbean Cruises were...
Do we want to say the ship?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
I don't care.
Okay.
We're in the news due to a passenger getting sick. Well, that happens every day. But no, anyway,
this is my favorite.
Not exclusive to Royal. When cruising, it is expected that some of the passengers may suffer from one time or another with seasickness. However, in this particular case, this was not particular instance. This was not the case. Departing from Baltimore, 47 passengers aboard. 47 passengers aboard the Grandeur of the Seas reported symptoms of some form or another of gastrointestinal illness. They were not only reports of passenger illness within the same approximate time frame. Over 200 passengers of a cruise from Singapore to Australia reported similar symptoms, as did 332 reports aboard cruise from Florida.
Okay. On that note, so I guess the Royal Caribbean ship had all of these combined it into one, right?
Yeah, I know. This is just like...
Because they're not... They gave three things.
Three different cruises.
And I'm sorry. Do you know why news outlets go after cruise lines? Because they're in an isolated place. I'm sorry, I'm going to hit Disney right now.
That's fine.
When I go to Disney, I always claim I get the Disneyland funk when I come home. You got the stuffy nose... And, well, I don't know. Can we trace that for everybody? Can we do it? No. When you go to Soup Plantation, you see these guys sticking their hands in, grabbing all the food, the buffet, all of these things. Can we trace them going back to see how they get sick? Because I'll guarantee you right now, a cruise ship is much cleaner than what this is saying. When you go on a cruise ship, I did like her one line, though. She said, right here, departing from Baltimore, 47 passengers were sick. Okay, when you go on board, you write down what you're feeling like. They got through. Okay, it happened. The other people, you know what? I don't know those circumstances, but I'll tell you right now, you go to any elementary school, and if one child is sick in a class and that parent sends that child to the class, guess what's going to happen? It spreads. So no, I am debunking this. You could get any type of virus anywhere you go. You go to a summer camp. You go to one of the worst ones, a gym. You're grabbing all that stuff. You go to a gym. You go to a used car dealership and you go into that car and you're driving it. Oh, you're holding on somebody else's stuff. You go to a fast food place and you're pressing the button to get your drink that comes out. Oh my God, you just press that button. Everybody's doing it. The person behind you is breathing on you. Oh, that's really bad too. All right. If you like to stay in your little bubble, get a bubble. And I will tell you one thing though about cruise lines. They have cleaning stuff that take paint off of metal. And I am dead serious on this. If you go on a cruise ship, they're always cleaning. Always.
Absolutely.
What hotel will always clean when you leave a room? What hotel?
Yeah.
Tell me that. Which hotel? What hotel at the guest services desk will wipe it down after that customer leaves? What hotel? Name it. Please name it. When you go to these buffets for hotels, are they watching them? Oh, no, they're not. So, on that one, I'm debunking. Yes, you do get sick on some of these ships. Yes, you do. Anywhere you go, the biggest ship right now holds like what, 4,000 people?
Yeah.
Okay, 4,000 people.
Well, 5,000 and 6,000 on the Oasis class.
Okay, so 6,000 people. You don't think one of them's going to be sick?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to. These are things that you take responsibility for yourself when you go outside. And that's what I'm going to say.
All right. So this little, a little more than seasick, these are just like little, these are not even the fantasy versus reality. These are just like shots. They're just taking shotgun shots.
You don't at they don't even ship. Say what they are.
Yeah, they don't even go in and they just say, oh, wow, people get sick on cruise ships. On the water, not in the water. This is, again, no fantasy versus reality. This is just statements that they're making. When passengers sign up for a cruise, they're assuming every aspect of the ship they are boarding is in proper working order. However, passengers on the Carnival Dream learned that this is not necessarily true. 100 passengers signed up for the 7-day cruise and actually got not very far. The staterooms and hallways of the ship became flooded. Oh my gosh. Carnival Cruise Line owner, the Carnival Dream, stated that the flood was caused by a break of the water line supplying the fire suppression system of the ship. Those on board received a full refund and 50% off their next cruise. So
I was just on that ship a month ago.
Carnival Dream.
Yes, a Carnival Dream. They did exactly what they're going to do.
I thought you were on the Breeze.
No, is it? Oh, it's the same class. Sorry. Same class of ship.
All right.
The Dream is there with them.
Right.
It's the Breeze and the Dream are there.
Okay. Right,
sorry. But if you look at this cruise thing and it says the line broke. Okay. The Allison family own an apartment building. The rain happened last night and it blew out the front lights and some of the lights on the walkway. The breaker blew.
That, oh my gosh.
That happens. This ship, the Carnival Dream, is being used 7 days a week, 24/7, constantly being used.
Things break down.
Things break down. And Carnival made it right. Yeah. I'm glad they put down here. This is one thing I'm glad whoever wrote this was right on board. This is what they do. They gave a full refund and 50% off their next cruise because that's what Carnival does and that's what other cruise ships do. You make it right. That's how you do it. Unless you go through a travel agent, then you're really screwed. But the cruise line does as much as they can to make it whole for you. So on that note, I'm glad this person wrote this up, and I'm glad that it put down here that they received a full refund and 50% off their next cruise. That should have been on the top, though. It should have said, cruisers received this because of this. That's how I feel it should have been written, but I know they're going for the shock and awe. But yeah, things happen. Things do happen.
Do we really want to go through the rest of everything on this thing? Because a lot of it is just complaining about little things that...
Well, let's go through. Let's just... If you guys want to read it, please go online and read it. You're going to be
I'll put a link.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to link it to us. We're going to be like CNN. We're going to have a link on the bottom. But you got to read it. And you're
They find things to complain about. Going back to 2016, 2013.
They have one that says no working restrooms, dead in its tracks. Please, yeah. No pictures.
I mean, 2012. Oh my God.
Running aground. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, this is the one part that this is why I brought this article here. How dare you talk about running aground a ship?
Oh yeah.
How dare you? Do you know before you do it, you better get all the details. You got to find out what happened to the captain. You know, he did receive it. He received 16 years for it, but how about all the people? Do your research about it. I mean, pirates on the high seas, I have never seen that. I'll tell you, they got some pretty buff security guards on these things. What, you don't think they have a contingency plan? Oh, come on.
No.
Virus at sea? Oh, wait, I thought that was seasickness.
Right.
We already talked about that. The Love Boat taken a little too far on every cruise. You know, I mean, this is just... One of my favorite morgues on the cruise ship. Do they say it's like by the food? Because I hope it is, because the butcher really needs to take care of them. Okay. I mean, come on. They have not environmentally friendly. How many ships right now are turning into new ships, and they're actually taking the older ships out. They're using the, what is it?
LNG.
LNG, yes. How many ships are doing that? They're taking the other ones off. And yes, guess what? By taking them off, they're going to have to recycle them. Yes, and it's going to happen. But a lot of the cruise lines now are taking those older ships. It's instead of, because if you look at how they have to recycle a ship, it's just like a car. There's more environmental damage than, you know, every time you want a new car, oh, it's environmentally safe or friendly, and then you get rid of your old car, and then they have to destroy it. They have to do all these things to it. It actually causes more for the environment. A lot of the cruise lines are taking older ships and gutting them. We have one in California, the Radiance. Beautiful ship. They gutted the interior, and they made it like it was brand new. So
they spent over $200 million.
Yes. So these are things that are happening.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Anyway, you know what? This article's crap.
No, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
We got to stop.
There's just too much. I mean,
We can't go.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of straw man articles.
So let's talk about some fun things.
Okay, so anyway, we'll link up to
the show. Okay, my fun thing.
One more thing.
Fun things coming up soon.
Okay.
I'm going to be on the Discovery Princess right before Tom is. This is one thing that a lot of people have to look out for. Cruise deals. We talked about that, about how to sell things. Well, hey, you know what? They could sell this to get onto a free cruise because it's a bunch of, okay, that story. But Discovery usually doesn't do just an Ensenada at sea cruise. They're doing it's like a 3 or 4 day cruise because it's coming back. And then Tom's going to jump on that ship to do the solar eclipse that's coming April 8th. While he's on that, I'm going to be on the Carnival Panorama same time. And we're going to do a simultaneous show. We'll record it for you guys of what we see. So it's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah.
Just to be out at sea during a solar eclipse. If you want to try to get to it, to do it, there's still rooms available. I know this because they bumped me up on Carnival to a pretty nice suite. I was like shocked. I'm like, wow, I'll take that. But so there are still rooms available.
There aren't any available on Discovery Princess. I talked to my travel agent this week.
Oh, there's probably nothing on a Carnival Panorama either. Yeah. Maybe you know what? They probably bumped me. They get some other people in my room
because
that's
usually
what they do. So there's things that you can do, but there's a lot of ships going out. I would go ahead and check that out. So we're going to be on in the month of March, beginning of April, 3 cruises.
All right.
And I'm going to check out before you get to it, and you have to. Well, it's a fish place. So you won't. I'm going to check out Rudy's.
Yeah, I have Rudy's. I actually have Rudy's. We're going to Rudy's with the kids.
Yeah.
So we're definitely doing a Rudy's night.
Yeah, Rudy's going to be there. They have a new cruise director.
Excellent.
Duvall is taking some time off, so he'll be on that ship. And then...
what do you mean? He's
not on that ship. He'll be somewhere else. Okay. At home. But so there's a lot of things going on, a lot of cruises happening. Please get out there. Enjoy yourself.
All right.
Oh, I did the casino thing, what you told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get free cruises.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 free cruises from Carnival.
Very nice.
Not free. You still have to pay for port fees.
Yes, you have to pay for port fees.
Like, it ends up being like a 6-day cruise. It was like $500 for 2 people.
That's awesome.
And they give you free drinks while you're in the casino.
Yes.
And they give you $200 of cabin money. I'm like
onboard credit. Huh?
Onboard credit. It's like what these people don't understand. Go play. It's a floating casino. I mean, it's great. But let's see what else is going on. Oh, I just said it. I was on the Carnival Breeze. We're going to bring that one up probably on our next show.
Yep. Let's talk about it.
We'll talk about Carnival Breeze.
Yes, I want to hear all about it. I want to hear about Galveston. I want to hear about Mardi Gras. So we got to hit.
Oh, my gosh. The Mardi Gras. I couldn't even believe I walked into that.
Yeah.
What?
You stepped into that?
I stepped right into that one. It's like one of those excursion things that you can't miss. It was nuts.
All right.
It was pretty fun.
Looking forward to that.
So we have a lot going on. This was part 2 of our reality and fantasy. We just wanted to tear it apart. Go and read it. It was really funny to read.
All right. Well, it's that time.
Oh, it is. It is that time to get ready for our cruise. We're off and going in about a week, aren't we? Well, I am. And then I will just wave to you. Say, Tom, you just take over. You take over that cruise.
It's 29 days. I looked at my calendar.
It's 29 days? 29 yep. days.
Before
You're
we get
be on.
On
a tent. So basically, the cruise dudes are going to be on the Discovery Princess for 15 days straight.
There you go.
Can you believe 15 days?
That's nice.
We're going to be on the Carnival, not Carnival. I'm going to be on that one. The Discovery Princess. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Well, thank you for everyone listening to our little tirade of reality and fantasy. I'm Scott.
I'm Tommy.
Until next time, everyone.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.
I will.
Woo! That was fun.